back. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, February 2nd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, January, 1/12 of the year, gone. Yesterday, February 1st, it begins. This is going to be interesting. Got a great week of information for you as well. Primary held down in Texas. I had this on my radar. Ms. P sent it to me as well. Texas Republican-held seat. This is Congress. For over 30 years, held a special election. The Democrats flipped the seat. 25,000 Republicans didn't vote. Perfect example of why midterm elections matter. He said that the weather played into it as well, but wow. Seat held by the Republicans for 30 years, obviously a very Republican-leaning district. 25,000 Republicans didn't bother to vote. They lost. Democrats won seat closer to taking back the House in Washington, causing President Trump to most likely be impeached. If we don't get out and vote in November here in the state of Michigan, it could very well happen. Not only that, but we could elect a Democrat, communist socialist governor, secretary of state, and attorney general for the next most likely 8 years. Once in office, incumbents are almost impossible to beat, and they won't serve just 4 years. Nope, they'll be in there for eight. Perfect example of not getting out to vote. Well, somebody else will do it. Somebody else will get out and vote. You know, it's cold. I don't have to, you know, travel. No, I'm not going to go out. I'll just stay in my warm house and not bother. Well, I don't know if you saw the obituary over the weekend or not, but the person named somebody else, yeah, they died. You know, that person, somebody else that always would volunteer to get signatures to get a candidate on the ballot. Somebody else who would always go and set up the venue for an event, get it all ready, do all the work, putting up the banners, checking the sound system, putting the speaker system together. Yeah, somebody else is going to do it. Somebody else is going to vote, so I don't have to. Well, somebody else is dead. Now it's up to you. It's that simple. It's up to you to do what needs to be done, regardless of what you think about somebody else doing it. You got to get out there, folks. This is critical crunch time for the state of Michigan. Got a couple stories lined up from Lansing from last week on Friday. After the show, we'll get right to it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the show. Second segment, hour number one. By the way, I want to mention, I got a message, an email this morning. These cold winter mornings, we got probably about another month, month and a half at least. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell is giving our listeners his winter sale. Pricing, discounts, especially on the flannel sheets. Normally $100 for a set of these phenomenal sheets. Well, he is, with the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, selling them for $29.99. These are quality, very thick flannel, very soft brushed cotton. And I got to tell you, they are phenomenal sheets. Keep you toasty warm, absolutely phenomenal. So definitely go to the website, mypillow.com, get some flannel sheets, get some house slippers, get a set of bath towels, put it in the cart, look at the price, go to checkout, and put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word, no space. Hit apply, you'll see the discount, how much you save on everything. 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off some items, plus free shipping. So highly recommend you do that. The flannel sheets will come, wash them, throw in the washing machine with some fabric softener, fluff them up in the dryer. You will absolutely sleep like a baby. These sheets are phenomenal, especially as cold as it is. One of the things that caught my eye from Friday after the show was the stories from Lansing that came out that was very, very, very interesting. Republican gubernatorial candidate John James got quote of the day at taking a verbal shot at the Democratic frontrunner for governor, Jocelyn Benson, our current Secretary of State. What if I told you that at some point we were reviewing the conduct of a certain tyrannical dictator on the continent of Africa that oversaw elections that they were running in? They ignored the law and refused to coordinate with the local people who were taking in the vote. Well, that didn't happen on the African continent. It's happened in our own state. Quote, unquote, said John James. Here's the story. United States Congressman John James, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, compared Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's Democrats' presumed frontrunner in their primary for governor to being a tyrannical dictator on the continent of Africa. I was the chairman of the African subcommittee on the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee. Then he went into his quote of the day. Well, James was speaking to local Republicans in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Alongside him was State Representative Tom Kuhn, House Oversight Chair Jay DeBoyer, Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucido, Clinton Township Clerk Kim Metzler, and Macomb County Clerk Anthony Forlini, who is a Republican candidate for Secretary of State. James used the microphone Friday as part of his Mission First, People Always tour that started last week, promoting his policy visions to accuse Benson of refusing to purge the names of dead folks off of Michigan's voter rolls, as well as running the Department of State like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, quote unquote, said James. Well, Friday's opportunity was for Forlini to react to Benson's response that seemed to refute Forlini's findings that based on 239 non-U.S. citizens who were summoned for jury duty from the Secretary of State's database, 10 of them were discovered to be registered to vote in his county. This story came out January 29th. Now, it's kind of interesting because Benson accused Forlini of prioritizing headlines over facts. She reported Thursday that 3, not 10, of the people Forlini flagged had a voting record. with only one of them being a citizen, one being investigated, and the third one voting in 2018 before she was even Secretary of State. She alleges that that activity took place under Republican Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Well, Ferlini said she's dismissing it like I'm the one being irresponsible. What's irresponsible is the fact that there's problems. I brought them forward for her to take a look at. It was dismissed. And you call that responsible government? I would have welcomed her to come into my office and say, Tony, this is serious. Let's take a look at it. He said that he cannot remove people from the voter rolls. However, local municipal clerks can. They do not have a federal database to determine whether someone is a U.S. citizen or not. That's the problem. My office can do it. Local clerks can't. Berlini criticized Benson's resistance to sending requested voter information to the United States Department of Justice as well. This is something that Kevin Kievsky talked about on Friday's show. Berlini continues saying, what's also interesting is the fact that she doesn't want to participate with the Department of Justice. She's saying that I turned things over to the Trump administration, and I'm not sure what that means because it's federal law enforcement coming into my office. When I'm Secretary of State, I'm going to participate. I'm going to help because we have a problem and we need help. Now, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, State Representative Jay DeBoyer, he served 12 years as the St. Clair County Clerk before being elected to being a state representative. He said that the House Oversight Committee has corroborated in the issue on the issue with Ferlini, who brought up, along with another county clerk. He said that we're not going to allow Benson to be disingenuous. Well, going back to John James, he also talks about the role of financial disclosure in his campaign. Currently in Michigan, following the passage of Proposal 1 of 2022, 66.45% of voters, Michigan's top statewide executives and legislators, must report annually other employment positions, and non-business assets, and properties that earn them more than $1,000 a year of rental income. They additionally must also list their spouse's employer. Proposal 1, folks, again, passed by over two-thirds of our voting public. Now, one of the things that's very interesting was the rollout of the transparency portals covering campaign finance on the state level, lobbying reports, and personal financial disclosure. However, Benson's department, when rolling out the portals, claiming many folks couldn't get them to work. She's been scrutinized for the entire process. Well, back in May of 2023, the state entered a $9.3 million five-year contract with Troy-based Tyler Technologies Software Company. Well, right now, the payments have been paused. And the state is even receiving some refunds due to system outages and complaints that the public portals were hard to navigate and less transparent than even the previous platform. James indicated that Proposal 1's 2022 reforms were lacking from being in place. Former Democrat Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, now running as an independent candidate for governor, was one of the leading stakeholders behind the initiative. He's the one that pushed the legislators to pass and implement what was intended to be done via the Proposal 1. James went on to say, I think that the standard we have is the minimal standards, and they're not even being met. The standards that applies to me, statewide race, well, it doesn't only apply to me, but all the other candidates, including my family, my associates, and anything that potentially could lead to a perception of impropriety. I own a business, I have employees, plus my wife works. All of that has to be disclosed. He said politicians in Michigan need to be held to a much higher standard than even the individuals in Congress. When I become governor, we are going to raise it. Well, MERS received a comment from the Benson for Governor campaign manager, Nikki Goldstein, who called James a two-time sore loser. And he's basically using this as political theater. Jocelyn Benson is actually focused on doing the job, overseeing the most, listen to this, transparent, efficient, and highest turnout elections in Michigan's history. You know what word's missing from that statement, folks? A word that has been used by Jocelyn Benson in almost every single press conference she's held or any document she's ever put out as a press release: secure. Safest and most secure elections we ever had. Well, that's been changed now. Per Jocelyn Benson's campaign manager, overseeing the most transparent, efficient, and highest turnout elections in Michigan's history. Where did safe and secure go? Interesting. Jocelyn Benson expanded access, stood up for our rights and freedoms, even in the face of threats and violence to herself and the election administrators across our state. While James obsesses over old conspiracies, Jocelyn is focused on what's really mattering now: driving down costs, ensuring safety and security for all Michiganders. So the alleged proposed two frontrunners taking shots at each other on Friday. Kind of interesting. Very, very, very interesting. So we're going to continue to follow these type of stories as we get closer and closer to the April 21st filing deadline for signatures to get on the ballot. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.